A Senate inquiry found that social media giants are ignoring complaints by victims, a Daily Telegraph article reported. With a spate of cyberbullying leaked suicides, we ask, what is cyberbullying and why is it happening? Henry Tai asked John Harrison, Senior Lecturer in Journalism and Professional Communications at the University of Queensland, exactly how Facebook works on this issue.
Given the business models used by companies such as Facebook, information going public shouldn't be too surprising. What do you think of this?
Yes, there is a notion called surveillance capitalism. That is to say that companies such as Facebook have a business model that's built on capturing the data of individual people and selling that to advertisers. So the admission in the last 48 hours that probably the data of every Facebook user has been scraped in some form is not surprising at all. So there's been a fair bit of discussion, certainly in academic circles, about this idea of surveillance capitalism.
Is this just another facet of social media that leads to bullying, or is it something that's really bolstering that negative side of things?
Well, there's a sense in which bullying on social media, there are a whole range of things here. And the notion that you can be abusive to other people online is actually embedded in our, even in our online mainstream media platforms. I mean, one was interested to see that James Jeffrey, who's a sketch writer for The Australian, wore a T-shirt on the Insiders program last night that said, "Don't read the comments," and this is a sort of a standing aphorism amongst many of my colleagues in journalism. Don't read the comments. If you look at the comments on articles written in The Australian, for example, not to pick on The Australian, but The Australian as an example, the comments, even though they're moderated, are absolutely vile. It's only the really really defamatory material that is removed. So we've actually, with the use of online commentary, encouraged a culture in which people, because they're not face-to-face, feel free to be abusive online. And I think this has been a societal change that we've seen as a result of the advent of online fora.
We also spoke to Louise Raymond, clinical psychologist at the UTS Health Psychology Unit, and asked her about the impact of cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying can have a wide range of impact on an individual, usually because, by definition, cyberbullying is something that happens repeatedly and is kind of intended to cause a person psychological or emotional or even physical harm or threats of that nature. So for someone who's exposed to that over a period of time, then definitely it can have a big impact on self-esteem. So, you know, why am I getting picked on? Is there something really wrong with me? It can affect a person's ability to feel connected to others, because often in case of cyberbullying, it may be coming from people who we're not necessarily sure who it is. We're questioning, is it someone I know? Is it someone who's potentially a friend? So often people who are victims of cyberbullying are not sure exactly who the perpetrator is, and so that can leave them really questioning, where am I fitting in here? And these people who I think I'm connected to, am I really connected to them? So it can affect your sense of social connectedness, your self-esteem. It can also affect mood, and so people can feel anxious about, you know, why am I being the victim here? Am I going to go home tonight and there'll be another message there? It can lead them to feeling down as well, because they're feeling under attack. So particularly for adolescents and young adults who are subject to cyberbullying, these effects can last well into the future and into adulthood as well.
Louise Redmond from the University of Technology's Health Psychology Unit, ending that report by Henry Tai. And if you need to talk to someone about mental health, call Lifeline on 131114.